Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show. It is a fantastic Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I am your host, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of Business, Babies, and Beauty, businessbabiesandbeauty.com. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, and most importantly, mother to my six beautiful children. I created my company. I could just see her in the back. I created my company to help motivate and inspire women to balance it all, business, babies, and beauty. I extended my brand into radio to bring light to some other fascinating women and let the world know that, yes, you can make your own money. You can write your own books. You can overcome a struggle and come out on top. You can do anything you want to do and have children, a great marriage, a relationship, anything. And today, my very special guest has done that. Introducing Mrs. Nikki Chaney. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking your time to come and talk business, babies, and beauty with me. Okay, so meet author and philanthropist R. Nikki Chaney, a business major graduate. After a decade of suffering from domestic violence and abuse, author Chaney was inspired to write and self-publish her first novel, Till Death Do Him Part, Marriage Vows to Die For, in 2011, to inspire other women who may have been affected by this epidemic. Her aspiration in life is empowering women through words. Although her passion is studying law and her career objective was being an attorney, her dedication to empower women affected by domestic violence surpassed her passion for law. In 2013, she founded Heal My Heart Corporation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to educate, encourage, and empower women affected by domestic violence and abuse. Through Heal My Heart, Nikki continues to manifest her dreams into reality by providing women with the essential necessities to take charge of their life and rebuild their self-esteem. She is married to author, screenwriter, and Structuring Our Sons mentor, Ken Chaney. The couple share parental responsibilities for 8 children. All right. Let's get right down to business. Heal My Heart. Miss Nikki, tell us all about that.
Heal My Heart is my baby. I founded the foundation, like you said, in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it actually was an outlet that I created for myself. As you mentioned, I am a domestic violence survivor, and I didn't have an outlet. Mm. Even though we have a ton of outlets for women to turn to, I didn't feel secure with turning to any of those outlets. So I created Heal My Heart Foundation so that it was something to inspire me, to empower me. And I implemented a 6-week program, and I decided that that was my purpose. Once I finished and went through it, I decided that my purpose is to offer this to other women who've been through the same thing that I had just been through.
Wow, that's amazing. And it said, I read, after a decade of suffering from domestic violence.
Yes.
That's 10 years.
Yes.
Wow.
I, my very first relationship, I was 15 years old. We have 3 children together, 3 boys. And that's when I first discovered what love was. And it wasn't a pretty picture. Mm-hmm. And it was even after my relationship ended with him, now that I discovered that if you don't heal your heart or heal from the inside out, you will attract the same thing. Mm. And that's what happened with my ex-husband. So when I left the relationship with my boy's father, I married someone that was even more abusive. He was suffering from mental abuse. Mm-hmm. And of course, we attracted each other. I was suffering from mental abuse and everything that I had endured in the relationship with my boy's father. So you
had just got out of that relationship.
Yes.
And didn't have time to heal. And then
7 months, I think it was like a 7-month period between the two relationships.
Mm. Wow. So, and then you got into the next relationship and it was the same thing.
It was the same thing. It was actually worse. Mm. And that's what inspired me to write the novel. That was my way of expressing and getting out, I guess, all of my emotions and feelings. I wasn't ready to speak about what I had been through. I was embarrassed. I was just going through a lot of different emotions. Mm-hmm. So I decided to write the novel to express my feelings and to kind of start the healing process. That was my way of my healing process, is when I wrote the novel. And that was after the relationship ended with my ex-husband.
Okay. Now, were you always a writer? Like, were you journaling?
No.
The whole time?
No, it was something that I just decided to do one day. I was still in school, and I don't know. I just was like, okay, this is my only way to get this out of me. This is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. And so you wrote a book.
I just decided to do it.
Wow. So what do you tell another woman? How do you tell them to, first of all, what signs? Let's start there. What signs does a woman need to look for?
There are a lot of signs, and that's definitely something that within our 6-week program, we definitely educate them about the signs and dangers of domestic violence and abuse. They're all types of signs that definitely go unnoticed. One in particular that I allowed to just overlook was control. My ex-husband didn't want me working. I thought at my age, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work anymore. All I have to do is just wake up and be his wife. But over a period of time, I understood that that was his method of making sure he knew where I was at all times, that I could only use his money. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't do anything outside of what he gave me to use. So control is definitely a sign that you should be aware of. And with control, it's not just controlling over finances. It's controlling everything. Where you go, who you spend your time with, everything.
Who you talk to, right, on the phone with, all that.
Right. Because he definitely shielded the relationship from my mother. My mother and I are very close. Mm-hmm. And I know now that he knew if I was around my mother as much as I was, because we have such a good relationship and we talk all the time, that I would eventually let her know, mm-hmm, the things that were going on behind the closed doors. Because in his eyes, every time someone see me, I need to be in heels. I need to be smiling. And that was what I portrayed. Mm. So no one ever knew what I was going through with my ex-husband. Now, as far as the very first relationship, like I said, I was 15. I was young. My boy's father was young. So it really didn't seem to me that it was a term that I could put towards what I was going through. Mm-hmm. You know, that term didn't come to years later. Mm-hmm. But he was definitely controlling as well. He was very jealous. That's another sign to look for. Everyone wanted me, or I was always looking at someone. You know, those are definitely signs to look for. Mm-hmm. Jealousy, control. They generally try to belittle you, make you feel worthless, make you feel like no one else wants you. And those signs generally are the ones that's overlooked, because there's no hitting, there's no beating, there's no marks to show,
right,
what you're going through. So,
and I guess if you would try to explain to someone that, you know, he just wants to know where I am all the time or whatever, somebody else would be looking like, well, that's good. That's a good thing. But to you, it's like, no, that's not.
No. When it becomes obsessive, mm-hmm, is when it's a problem. Yeah, it's okay to check in and say, hey, where are you? What are you doing? That's fine. But when it becomes obsessive all the time, you need to know where I am. You need to check my gas meter to see if, mm-hmm, it, you know, corresponds to where I said I was going. You know, when everything needs to be explained, that's when it becomes a problem.
And you're arguing and all of this, right, and it's taking a toll on you mentally.
Exactly.
It's a problem. And so with that, How do you leave?
I didn't know how to leave. My boy's father, that was the only person that I ever loved. Like I said, we had three boys together. I did not know how to leave him. What forced me into leaving him was the way our third child was conceived. And after I went through that, the mere fact that he wanted me to have an abortion, that was the deal breaker, mm-hmm, for me. And it's kind of hard for me to talk about that. I actually just, I spoke to my son in detail about it, what happened. Mm-hmm. and how he was conceived and everything behind it, simply because I wrote the book in 2011. My baby will be 11 in January. So, of course, I want him to know some of the things that are already out there to kind of protect them.
Right.
So, that was the deal breaker. That is why I left, their father. However, I back and forth with him the entire 7 or 8 years that we were together. It was a lot of back and forth. After our first son was born, I left him. I moved to a different city, and that's where I actually started college, when I moved to a different city. Of course, he came because we had two more kids, but it was a struggle back and forth with him. And the mere fact that I was still watching my mom go through the same thing, that was another reason why I decided that this is not something that I need to go through. I was
so your mom was going through domestic violence as well.
And I definitely noticed that this was something that was seemed to be trending in our family. So I left their father after the birth of our third child. And I had no intentions of meeting anyone. I was focused on my career. I was focused on raising the boys and going to church.
Your career, as in you were going to go be a lawyer, become a lawyer.
Yeah, I was a paralegal.
Okay.
So, and I wanted to pursue, you know, being an attorney. Everyone in my little city, Valdosta. So shout out to the Blazers.
Shout out.
But everyone in Valdosta knew me. I definitely did a lot of work in the community as far as on that side of the field. So that was just my goal. I wanted to be an attorney. So working and taking care of the boys was the only thing that I had on my agenda to do. And at church is where I met my ex-husband. So I definitely didn't
wasn't thinking
that that would be the end of our story, what happened with us. Like, I never in a million years would have guessed that would have happened to me. And, you know, especially with me being so young, he was, it was a 9-year difference between him and I. But, wow, I just never would have guessed that would have happened. Even though I went through a lot with my boy's father, these are things that I shared with him. And I had another tragic accident to occur right before I met him. So being that I had been through so much and I was young and I shared all of my experiences with him, I never thought that he would, you know, cause me any harm. Even if you did me, you know, not my children.
Right.
They had already been through enough. So I never thought that it would happen. And with my husband, while it was so hard to actually decide how to leave, what to do, it's because he was my husband.
Right.
I'm a Christian, and I believe in marriage and my vows that I took. So, and that was something that he knew as well. So divorce was not something that
I considered at first, because you till death do us part. We're supposed to, and if we have an issue, we need to go see a marriage counselor. We need to do everything before we divorce.
Right.
But in this case, you had to.
In this case, you know, I like to say I was divorced by default. That title of that book, Till Death Do Him Part, and that simply is because he's no longer here with us.
Wow. Okay.
So I did not divorce. I became a widow in 2009.
Okay.
Wow. I don't want to give all the details out
of the book.
To that book.
Right. Okay. Right. Cause this, I want to read. Where do we find the book?
The book is actually sold on our website, www.healmyheart.org, and all proceeds from the sale of my novels goes towards Heal My Heart.
Okay. Wow. I'm just a little taken aback. And so now you've created Heal My Heart, which is a 6-month program.
6 weeks.
I'm sorry. 6-week program. And break that down to us.
Okay. We, our goal at Heal My Heart is definitely to empower and to educate any woman that we come in contact with that are, you know, are victims of domestic violence and abuse. Either they're experiencing it now or it's something of their past and they still need some type of emotional healing or spiritual healing. Our main goal is to help them boost their self-esteem. I think that that is the very first step that we needed to implement. Of course, it's counseling that's involved. With the counselor that they speak to, it's certain areas that the counselor likes to kind of break apart to actually see what area that we need to concentrate on the most. Most of the women that are affected by domestic violence and abuse, for some reason, and I'm just a sidebar, some reason the world wants us to believe that these women are uneducated or living in poverty or, you know, it's some type of reason why they have chosen to be in a relationship of this kind. And I'm just wanting to speak. Exactly. You know, I was educated. I always believed in, you know, furthering my education, even after high school. I never lived in poverty. So I am the epitome of, I mean, that's just not the case.
Plus, and you met him in church also.
Right.
So,
you know, outside of my boy's father. But that just wasn't the case. And I don't know why so many people like to place that type of picture on a woman that has been through that. I've actually had a woman say to me, you know, well, I figured you were too educated to go through something like that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't know that education played a part in someone deciding that they want to destroy me in a way.
Right.
You know, I can't control someone else's actions. I can only control what I do next. And it is, you know, a bad predicament to be in. And it does take time to build yourself to be able to leave a situation like that. So within that program, that's what we try to base everything on first is where does this woman need the most help. You know, most of them are educated, so that's not the thing. However, we do help them, you know, if they decide they want to go back to school, we encourage them to
Saying that, I'm assuming where a lot of the embarrassment comes from, because you are beautiful, you're educated, and then you're thinking, okay, this happened to me, so now I don't want to tell anybody that this is going on. And so you have something coming up. Third time.
Yes.
Third time you're doing this, which is awesome. Tell us about that.
We have our Surviving in Fashion Fashion Extravaganza that we will be doing October the 22nd at the DeForest Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. The part of the proceeds this year will benefit DeKalb County Women Resource Center, which I just met with Ms. Barber before I came here today. And we've been working with them since we actually started the foundation. So we're extremely happy about being able to provide them with, of course, lots of funds. So she actually she explained a lot of different areas and a lot of different things that the women do need. And even before, outside of any charity work that I do, this is one of the haven homes that I definitely work close with. We do something every year for Christmas. We do something every year for Mother's Day. And just whenever we're needed, they call, you know, if we need to take someone to work, you know, we'll be there to take them to work. If we need to take them, you know, for a job interview, we're there. So definitely they have a lot of things that they do need and are requesting. So we're hoping to raise lots of funds. We have two incredible designers that will be showcasing their fall winter lines and some of their actually their summer spring for 2016.
Wow.
So we have Raphael Cox Designs, and we also have King's Clothing Company. This is our first year incorporating male pieces. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm just really excited about it. I'm looking forward to a really great event.
I saw the flyer. It reminds me of what is that? The Haves and the Have-Nots. It just looks so pretty, or like Young and the Restless. Like it's beautiful. Everybody's on there looking like money. It looks nice. It's not, it really beautiful. And October is domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It is. Mm. It is. And I'm super excited now that a lot of light is starting to be, you know, it's starting to reveal mm-hmm. and spotlight mm-hmm. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Usually this month is celebrated with breast cancer.
And that's so true. I was at a retreat this weekend, and one of the young ladies was coming by, and she was holding the cupcakes with the breast cancer on there, and she spoke to another lady. She was like, we got to get this changed. We got to get some purple cupcakes.
Right.
And so so the other young lady was like, yes, we're trying to fight to, you know, make the month another month where it can get, you know, its whole light and not share.
Right.
So
we do have the month of April. Mm-hmm. Also is not necessarily Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but it is a month where we actually raise awareness for teen violence.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it sexual assault month?
Sexual assault.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And teen violence. And Clayton State, which I went to Clayton State as well. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Clayton State. Lakers. But we also do something every year there in April, and they definitely shine a lot of light on during Sexual Assault Month mm-hmm. At Clayton State.
Okay. And so, again, with the domestic violence, there are phone numbers to call. Like, what do you suggest?
Yes, I suggest that if you know someone or if you suspect someone or if you yourself is in this type of situation, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. There are also plenty of organizations, Heal My Heart being one. Our phone number is 404-426-0734. And it's plenty of organizations here in the Atlanta area. We currently have in the state of Georgia 54 shelters, with DeKalb County Resource Center being one of the largest shelters that we have. And, you know, you can definitely reach out to any of those, telephone numbers, and someone will be able to help you.
Okay.
At least the beginning steps.
Mm-hmm.
And, Heal My Heart, all the information is, confidential, as well as 1-800-799-SAFE.
And this is obviously nothing to take lightly. So I know a lot of the abused women, they don't tell anybody. Looking back, would you tell somebody? Like, or does it stir up more trouble, or what happens?
I have a very good relationship with my mom, as I mentioned before, and also with my sister. I didn't want to share information with my sister because I know how she feels about me, and she's ready to fight.
Right.
And that's usually what the woman is thinking. I don't want anyone to hurt him. I don't want him to go to jail. You know, your concentration is on the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And I advise you to not concentrate on the abuser. For one moment, love yourself. So I definitely think, looking back, yes, I would have definitely spoken out and told someone. Even though I think my mom knew
mm-hmm.
and my sister knew, saying anything, in which I think they, in my first relationship with my boy's father, they had a lot to say, and they really did not like him. My mom tried everything in her power to keep me away from him, even saying that he's not allowed on the street that we live on, mm-hmm. you know, so she tried everything to keep me away from him, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, definitely speak out, let someone know. Do not be ashamed. You're not the only one. Staying silent is deadly. There's not too many times you can turn on the news nowadays and you don't see this happening.
Yes.
It is happening. This is real. Every 9 seconds, someone is being abused.
When you think about that, it's just the most awful thing ever. Every 9 seconds.
Right.
Wow. So thank you for your 501c3 organization to help women and to educate women and to empower them after yes. they've gone through it. Because that like once you come out, now you need to be rebuilt all over again.
It's a new step.
Wow.
It's a new process. It's definitely rebuilding
mm-hmm.
is a hard process. Starting over financially is that is a really big reason why a lot of people stay is financially as well. And that's why we raise funds. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to help them rebuild. We want to be able to be in a position where when it's time for them to transition, to leave the shelter, if they need a deposit for, you know, to start over, we want to be able to provide them with that deposit. We actually work with different realtors here in Atlanta that are lenient with their background report, because that's a lot of reasons that hinder women from starting over mm-hmm. and rebuilding is the mere fact that their credit is now damaged. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had to leave a home where they had to be evicted, or they left bills in their name that are due. And it's hard to start over when you have all of these things, you know, hindering you. So we like to definitely be able to step in and help with that rebuilding process as well.
That's good. So now how can someone help you with that? How can my listeners or anyone that I run into, what do I tell them? How do I tell them to donate or to even get in touch with your organization?
All of our information is available on our website. And again, that's www.healmyheart.org. And that is H-E-E-L, myheart.org. We have different links where you can donate different amounts. Any amount works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the heal and heal my heart. Where'd that come from?
I love heals. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. When I was married to my ex-husband, my appearance today, which the audience can't see, but I had to be dressed this way 24/7. That was controlled, mm-hmm. but this is the way he wanted me dressed. I could never wear sweats. I could never wear flats. And over a period of time, this is just who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I really love it. And we have a quote that we use is Marilyn Monroe, you know, give a woman a pair of heels and watch her conquer the world. And I feel like a woman is at her best when she's in her heels.
That's right. I know I get at least a good 4 inches on my height and mine. I start
it
standing tall.
It stretches you out.
Right.
You know, you elevate to a new level, mm-hmm. I think. I don't think I've ever seen a woman in a pair of heels that looked miserable.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen. I've never seen one.
Except for that at the end of that night at that club.
Right.
But the early morning.
They're coming off then.
Oh, walking and stumbling like, oh my goodness, wrong pair.
Right. And see, I don't wear the platforms anymore.
Yeah.
I only wear, has to have a flat sole.
Yeah.
Like the heel can be as big as 6 inch, but mm-hmm. that sole has to be flat.
Yeah, I agree.
I've gotten a little old.
Have you ever fallen? I can count.
I've
fallen about 3-4 times, I can think. I just off the top of my brain, I fell 4 times.
I have not had that many times, mm-hmm. and I tell you why. That's why I wear.
And it was a platform that,
right?
Yeah.
Platform.
Yeah.
You're tilting over.
Yeah.
You cannot wear the platforms. I fell once.
Mm.
And that's all it
took.
Oh,
girl, you good.
One time. And it was in a VIP area.
Oh, my goodness.
Very embarrassing. It was the most embarrassing experience. It was awful. Mm-hmm. And before I can even get out of my location, I fell again. So I took the shoes off and ran to the car. That was it for me. Like, no more platforms.
Right.
I retired those shoes. If you see me in heels, you must know that they will be flat sole.
Mm-hmm.
Heel, flat sole, no platforms.
All right. Okay, so let's switch gears. Let's talk about babies.
Hey.
Eight children. Together with Ken.
Yes. New experience for me. Mm-hmm. My husband actually what I like to call lap babies. So, and I always told myself I'll never date a man with lap babies. And it was, you know, I love him to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care about the lap babies.
Right.
I embraced them. And we have actually been together since our baby was 2 or 3 months old.
Wow.
So he's now 4.
Yay.
So we'll be celebrating 3 years married,
yeah.
April the 9th, which is his birthday.
Oh,
so
wow.
That he'll remember.
Yeah.
But we got married on his birthday. April would be 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually started dating days before his birthday, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are listening, you will know that I was still broken.
Mm-hmm.
I was still broken when I met him. I was very lost still. I mean, he's been there since my first novel. He's been there since the birth of the foundation, and he's still here.
Mm.
So, our marriage has definitely been a uphill battle.
Shout out to Ken. And so, what effects do you think the domestic violence has on children, or yours in particular?
Mine in particular, my boys did not want me to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage equaled violence and death. Mm-hmm. That's all they knew.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what happened in my previous marriage. And even though my baby, which, like I said, will be 11 in January, he was only 3. And he can recall some of the things that happened. What I did not want them to recall was the day that he kidnapped us.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying God that they did not remember that day. My middle son, he did. And he had nightmares. We started family counseling 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I started individual counseling 2 years ago. Like I said, I never wanted to, I just wanted to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I left Valdosta and moved to Atlanta 5 years ago, that was closing the chapter for me. At least that's what I thought. Running away was my new start. That's not the case. Ladies, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you go. That's still in your heart. It's still in your mind. And if you do not heal from the inside out, you're going to attract the same person again. And your life is really not going to be, you're not going to live to your full potential. So I thank God that, you know, my husband, even though he had his own struggles, because like I said, you're going to meet the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you know, and where it may not be abuse that I'm experiencing with my current husband, he had issues still, issues of, you know, how to love correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we both were building
mm-hmm.
together in our marriage. So,
and marriage is not, it's no longer one day at a time. It's 1 second at a time, because second by second. Put pray for marriages.
I said
today.
3 years, and it feels, I swear, it feels like 20. years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He's my absolute best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything together. He is my best friend, and he is my worst enemy. So he's both.
Right.
He's both. But I would prefer him to be my enemy
mm-hmm.
versus anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely both of us juggling the kids
mm-hmm.
and the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
It is. It can be challenging.
It's worth it.
It is definitely worth it.
It
can be challenging as well. So let's talk about beauty. Shout out to Nikki Cheney's beauty team that got her in here looking fantastic.
Look, and I will definitely say, you said team. I am team me. Everything today is me.
Is it you, girl? Wow.
It is me.
You put the lashes.
I don't have the funds. I don't have the funds to call a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time
mm-hmm.
to call a makeup artist. So I've sat and I kind of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I've had my husband helping
right.
me with the weave.
Right.
And
like, can you
does this look good? Does that look good? Is my eyebrow over here too fat? Do I need to blend a little? So
I love it.
Together, we have made a team me to achieve this makeup. I do have a hairstylist,
mm-hmm.
so hey Alonzo, if
hey,
you're listening.
Alonzo. Where is Alonzo at? Where's
Alonzo
he?
Is off of Northside Drive now. Everyone kind of knows him as the
is that Midtown?
Hair King.
Okay.
Yeah. Midtown is My Fair Suites.
That sounds familiar.
She's actually moved now. She's not there anymore, but he's right there, like the street right behind.
It's okay.
Right off of Northside Drive. He's right there. But they call him the Big Hair
King. Big Hair.
He loves curls. Curls for the girls.
Yes.
So he definitely keeps my hair laid, but today it's me. He gets me maybe 2 or 3 times a month, and that's it.
Okay.
I can't afford anymore. So, you know, and speaking of, you know, the foundation and funds and everything, it is imperative that everyone knows I do not cut a check from Heal My Heart. Every cent, every dollar is going towards a woman in need. When we don't have the funds, this is coming out of me and my husband's bank account.
Wow.
So I thank God that he has definitely placed us in a financial position to be able to give back and to help. So that's
You're always going to get
I don't have the money for other things, for makeup artists and hairstylists and nail techs and all that fancy stuff.
Other people to worry about or to think about anyway. Won't worry, but to think about.
To think about. I sure
And that's
do.
The philanthropist in you.
Yes.
I like to consider myself a philanthropist as well because I like to give.
Yes.
And when you get in return.
It's I don't just, worry about the hair or the makeup because I know that what I'm doing is
You got it
my
going
purpose.
On. God has blessed you with that talent, darling.
Thank you. It takes me about an hour and a half. I think I got up about 5:30 this morning.
Wow.
Because I had to be at the Resource Center at 9:45. And then
this is since 5:30 this morning?
This has been since what time that first picture hit Instagram. This has been since my last son got on the bus, which was about 8 o'clock.
Okay. You so did this, that. Well, what is this makeup that's just staying on?
It's MAC.
Okay.
It's all MAC. And a couple of hair store products. Ladies, don't be ashamed of the hair store.
Oh, no. You get to that counter.
My lashes
and you get in there
come
and
from
you,
the hair store.
Right on that little rack.
Yes.
Before you go up to pay.
Before you go up to pay, you have your lashes there. You have your lip gloss that's sitting there.
99 cents.
99 cents. You can achieve it with 99 cents. You can.
Yes, you can do it. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to talk about today or make mention of?
Yes, I definitely want to mention my host because I don't think I mentioned her.
Okay.
She's an author as well. She's another incredible, phenomenal woman that has turned her pain into purpose. Her name is author Tanisha Mackin.
I met her. She's really nice.
Ah! You hear that, Tanisha? But we became friends a couple years ago, and we have just kind of been doing business and has kept our friendship going ever since. Our stories, we have similar backgrounds. Her husband, she's a widow as well.
That's where I met her at Jay Nash's Shoe Candy event. I thought I saw you there, too.
You did?
Okay.
I think so.
I was missing my bag.
You was,
it in your purse?
Bag and it was in my purse.
This sure was. Okay.
That purse.
Okay. I was looking high and low.
Your bag ended up in my purse and I think Tanisha's sister put it there. I had no parts in that. But, yes.
But you guys were very sweet. You were really sweet. Yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Tanisha is a wonderful woman. She definitely has a passion for giving back and her foundation does the exact same thing. Giving back, helping that widow in need. I actually, Deidre, Maylee Media,
Shout out to Deidre.
Has been incredible since our very first meeting.
Deidre is very professional.
She is.
I know a few PRs.
With her legs crossed over there in the corner. She forgot her heels today, though.
Did you forget your heels, girl? But you're still on point, though. I'm loving this whole Western motif. That you have going on. I love it.
Her hair. I told her to give me her edges.
Oh my God.
That is beauty. I need some edges. I need some edges. We're working on them. It's been a year in.
Yeah.
And Alonzo has me about 2 months shy of some perfect edges now. So I'm ready to
that is good.
Take this weave out next year and wear my hair.
I would like a ponytail, but my edges are not available for that at this time.
I'm so ready for my ponytail. I'm so ready. I cannot wait until January to see where
what Alonzo.
Are. what he has achieved in this last year with these sew-ins.
Mm-hmm.
They are working. They are working, though.
It's a part of the Sew and Grow program.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Sew and Grow.
Sew and Grow.
Okay, so where can we connect with you, Miss Nikki?
Everything is Heal My Heart.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is actually Heals for a Cause, which is our platform for every event, every charity event that we host. It is our Heals for a Cause platform.
Awesome. Well, you heard it from Miss Nikki Chaney herself. Nikki, thank you so much for being
thank
here with
you.
Me today.
It's been a great time.
I've had a blast with
late.
You. It's okay. Like I said, it's okay. I will allow lateness if someone will just extend that favor to me with my six children and understand that I'm going to be late sometimes and just bear with me.
Yes. I know I called Deidre at least four times. Like, wait a minute. I turned in the wrong place. Wait a minute. I got to turn around. Please tell her to wait on me. I'm coming. I promise.
We did that.
I promise. But I also want everyone to know that for the show, if you do log onto our website, healmyheart.org, you can click on the banner. It's going to take you to our survivinginfashion.eventbrite.com. We have tickets right now for $25. We have our vending available to any business owners that want to spotlight their business. We have those right now for $150. However, my son, my oldest son, my baby, he will be 15 on Sunday. And he said since it's his birthday, he wants to take the vending tables down to half price.
Oh, right. What's his name? Let's shout him out.
His name is Jay.
Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay wanting to give us a gift on his birthday.
On his birthday, all he asks for
business owners.
Is a phone.
All right.
So he said if he gets his phone, that the prices can be cut in half to $75, and that will begin tomorrow until Monday, October the 12th.
Thank you so much, Jay. And thank you so much, Nikki, for being here with me today. Thank you, listeners. Have a fantastic Wednesday. I love you all for listening. Send me an email, info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com. If you love the show, tell me that you love it.
I love the show.
Thank you. Signing out. I will see you all. I will talk to you all next Wednesday. I'll have more fascinating people to share with you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.